A Dutch national convicted in Canada to 13 years in jail for crimes involving Port Coquitlam teen Amanda Todd didn't see his sentence converted today, July 13. Instead, judges at the Amsterdam District Court told Aidan Coben, 45, and lawyers that they need more time and information about the Canadian cyberbullying case. Specifically, they want the probable date Coben would have been released if he served his sentence behind bars in Canada for the four offences on which he was convicted. Last August, a 12-person jury found Coben guilty on five counts involving Todd who, in 2012 at the age of 15, took her life. Extortion. Importing and distributing child pornography. Possession of child pornography. Communicating with the intent to lure a child. Criminal harassment. Last October, the third offense was stayed by Justice Martha Devlin at the BC Supreme Court in New Westminster. Coben is currently serving an 11-year sentence on 68 convictions for tormenting 33 girls on online. According to an Amsterdam court record obtained by the Tri-City News on Thursday, the public prosecutor is recommending Coben serve another 4.5 years in the Netherlands while the defense lawyer wants his Canadian sentence commuted to zero, as per Article 9A of the country's penal code. Alternatively, he suggested the court impose a 1.5-year prison sentence, to be suspended. The court must take into account the date on which the convict in Canada could in the most favorable case, early or conditional, be released, the Dutch document reads. In chambers, the court has come to the conclusion that more information is needed on this matter. Canada should be asked further questions about this. Therefore, the court reopens the investigation.